Well, brethren, it's been about 2 weeks since we've been back from the feast, and it was such a wonderful feast. It makes me yearn for the coming kingdom of God, when Christ can finally bring peace on this earth. Brethren, it's the election year, and there's so much chaos going around us. It feels like there's so many curses that are hitting our nation, one after another. So much fear is all around us. Fear of getting COVID, fear of each other, so we social distance, fear of another lockdown, fear of losing a job and financial stress, fear of our major cities burning up over a true or maybe a false allegation of police brutality. Who do we believe, brethren? It feels like we cannot trust anyone anymore. Not sure if people are using this to push their political agenda or if it's in a legitimate cause. So much racial divisions. I see people all over Twitter, I think I might have to get off Twitter, uploading videos of them hitting innocent people with bricks and sucker punches, all because of an injustice that happened to their ancestors, and somehow now this is a way of payback, a way of justice. Our world, brethren, is ruled by men who are inspired by Satan and is plagued with unsolvable problems. Brethren, we are in a state of decay because of Satan's rebellion. I think to myself, why so much hate? Why so many lies? Why so much division? You can feel those spirits in the air. And then, brethren, I remember Ephesians 6, verse 12. You don't have to turn there, just Ephesians 6, verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Every day, brethren, that goes by, I see that we do need God's kingdom here on this earth. We need His commandments. We need His way of life today. We, brethren, cannot rule ourselves. We've tried it. We cannot. We've had 6,000 years to try that. And it's becoming clear and clear that the leaders of this government, of this world, do not have the answers or the solutions to the problems that we face. Many people all around the world are angry and not satisfied with their governments. Brethren, when I was younger and I found the HerbertWArmstrong.org, I would listen to Herbert Armstrong's sermons, and he would speak about our cities on fire and America's fall. I didn't want to believe it. How could the greatest nation on the face of the earth fall? Little did I know, brethren, that we would be doing it to ourselves. Political parties and media stoking hate and anger, causing people to burn down cities, all just to gain power in the government. In 2016, brethren, I actually thought things were going to get better. I never expected that Trump being elected would cause people to get more angry and burn and loot and riot cities. Never did I expect there to be a campaign to destroy the people who are supposed to keep the law, the police officers in our streets. But people believe it because of that evil spirit in the air. They are tuning into that wrong frequency, that evil spiritual frequency. Brother, never did I imagine that the mayors and governors would let their cities burn just so they could stay in power and not be vilified by the media for arresting the looters and rioters. But brethren, we were warned. We knew ahead of time that all this would happen, and I thank God for that. So even though I'm worried now, I know that in the future there is going to be real hope and change coming. This will be an entirely different government than the type of government that has ever come before, brethren. Jesus Christ first announced this government nearly 2,000 years ago. Christ's message in Mark chapter 1, verse 14. Mark chapter 1, verse 14. It says, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel. Brethren, what is the definition of the gospel, brethren? The word gospel. It means good news. Christ was bringing the good news of the future coming kingdom of God. It was an announcement of how world peace will come to this earth. Soon everyone will know this, brethren. Many people don't. And I'm so glad that God has called us. God has called us and let his people know what is to come in the future, brethren. Brethren, we may not have much on this earth today. And people may look down on us when we don't work on the Sabbath and criticize our calling, brethren. But in the world tomorrow, God has promised us a place in his kingdom. He has promised us many mansions, not just a house, mansions. So, brethren, everything we do not labor in vain. We will receive our reward in the world tomorrow. It's like investing in stock, like Michael Watt says, that will pay off in a big way soon. To many of our friends and relatives, the kingdom of God is a mystery. Churches, theologians, and Bible scholars don't understand what the kingdom of God is, brethren. Anytime I hear anyone preach on TV or on the radio, they rarely preach the message that Christ brought. All they preach is a gospel of salvation, of grace, a gospel about Christ, a social gospel, or some other gospel. But Christ said that we must believe the message of the future coming kingdom of God to be saved. Brethren, the Apostle Paul pronounced a double curse on any man or even an angel who would preach any other gospel other than the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the gospel. Many people have many definitions of God's kingdom. Many believe that all the Christian denominations is the kingdom. I've even heard an evangelist say that the kingdom of God is not for us today. But none of these views can be proven using the Bible. Brother, one of the most mistranslated passages in the Bible is in Luke 17, verse 21. Luke 17, verse 21. Many of the televangelists use this proof that the kingdom of God is within each Christian. In this passage, Christ told the Pharisees, "Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." And brethren, this is a mistranslation of the original Greek. It should read, "The kingdom of God is in the midst of you." Jesus Christ is the king of the kingdom of God, and he was there in their presence as a representative of that kingdom. He was the king who would rule, who was going to rule over the kingdom of God, and the whole universe was in their midst. And of course, just like today, brethren, none of the Pharisees understood what he said about that kingdom. Brethren, even the prophet Daniel understood what the kingdom of God is. It is clear in his book, and it was written for our time, brethren. He spoke to King Nebuchadnezzar, I always have trouble pronouncing that one, but Nebuchadnezzar, about what shall be in the latter days, and explained about all the kingdoms that were to come from his dream, depicting the four world ruling kingdoms throughout history. But then, brethren, a supernatural stone came and smashed all those empires and established the kingdom of God. This is the main gospel message, the good news about the literal and specific kingdom that will soon come to this earth, brethren. When many people think today about the gospel of the kingdom of God, they don't think about one supreme ruler ruling the earth. But this is exactly what the gospel is about. It will be the most colossal event to ever happen on the earth. Jesus Christ will establish his kingdom on the earth, brethren. This is our hope, that when the kingdom of God is in this earth, God's people will rule over the people of the earth. God willing, brethren, we run the race and endure to the end. And those who follow Christ and allow him to direct our lives before the second coming will be changed to immortality and become Christ's bride. And we will be spirit beings in God's kingdom, ruling the earth with God's commandments and all the peoples of the world will keep God's feast. Let's turn to Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. It says, "And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever." Brethren, we are living in this time, brethren. We are living in exciting times, just before the creation of the 10 nations. I'm excited, brethren, because I feel like it's living in the time of Moses, when God freed our people from Pharaoh. It was a tough time for them, but at the same time, there were so many miracles that they witnessed. And we will see it all come to pass. How incredible would that be, brethren? The empire, the European empire, is ready to burst onto the world scene. It will shock and stun the world, but it won't shock us, brethren. We know that all these things have to come to pass so that Jesus Christ can come and rule with a rod of iron. It is in the day of these kings that Christ will return and smash those kings and establish the kingdom of God to rule the earth and the universe forever. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. "The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." When God's kingdom is set up, it will supplant all the governments and nations all around us. The leaders who are now struggling and failing to address the problems today, they will be removed and replaced by rulers of God's choosing. And his kingdom will never be destroyed. Christ will rule with his government and his law forever. All this will usher in the wonderful world tomorrow, brethren. There will be no more pain, no more suffering or tears, no more curses like we see today. All this will usher in that wonderful world, brethren. God will soon bring life to the world. Brethren, this relates to us. The universe is just waiting for the birth of God's sons. Those sons who will be born into the family of God at Christ's second coming. We will help Christ remove all that decay and make the universe beautiful and thrilling. Christ has prepared us, brethren. He has told us what will happen. That was the message Christ preached everywhere he went. The kingdom of God is coming to put an end to the kingdoms of this world. Let us pray it comes quickly.